I was there at the pardon of Warren G. Harden, at the graveyard last Veterans Day. I was visiting my kin, I saw him slip in a peculiar kind of a ghostly way. "Hear my petition," cried the apparition, as he reached his hands up to the sky. "God, hear my plea, grant me my reprieve. I finally found one more deserving than I. And I no longer have to be the worst president in history. Now that a new die is cast, a new low established, the torch shall be passed. I knew in an instant that I was a witness. He talked in tongues, he danced on his grave. He said, thank you, George Bush. Then he added, God forgive me. From the threshold of hell, I have just been saved. By that man who replaces me, he surely surpasses me. He's worse than I was by far. True, I never got a handle on that Teapot Dome scandal, but then I never started a war. So I no longer have to be the worst president in history. There's nothing more I can repent, but he'll burn in hell for his evil intent. I died disappointed, but this newly anointed has so much blood on his hands. The way he lies and manipulates, the scoundrel never hesitates, with one foot in hell and his head in the sand. Then Warren G. Harden picked a flower from the garden, placed it on his own headstone. He prayed, God, if you could, it would do my heart good. Can't you please tell the missus I'm finally resting my bones? And that I no longer have to be the worst president in history. I'll go down with the liars and crooks. If you please clear my name in the history books. Please clear my name in the history books.